The state is just 5 days away from a government shutdown. Legislative leaders in a special budget committee have been unable to break an impasse that centers on education funding, even after many closed-door meetings. Political reporter Steve Missler's here to update us on the negotiations. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
All right. So, Steve, I feel like we have been reporting the same thing for weeks. Legislative leaders have been meeting behind closed doors, and yet they still don't have an agreement that could get enough support in the legislature to pass a budget and avoid that shutdown. What, if anything, has changed?
Well, by the sounds of it, not too much. We're not privy to the substance of the talks. We just know that the talks have been going on throughout the weekend and for several weeks. And the only thing that's changed, it seems, is that time is running out to strike a deal and pass a budget before the government shuts down on Saturday. And basically, the legislature has until Friday to get that budget to Governor Paulo Page and hope that he'll either sign it or veto it right away. He needs to do one of those two things immediately to avoid a shutdown because funding for the government runs out July 1st, that's Saturday. And we have no assurances that the governor will act right away. And by law, he doesn't have to. He has 10 days to act on any bill, including the budget. And if he takes even one of those 10 days, it's likely we will have a partial government shutdown. And the key thing here is that lawmakers haven't even been able to draft a budget bill, much less vote on one.
The key sticking point is education funding, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are basically four parties in this negotiation: Senate Republicans, Senate Democrats, House Democrats, and House Republicans, who have aligned themselves with the governor. Now, education funding is always a big negotiation in budget talks, but what's different about this one is that voters passed a referendum last year that raised public education funding by adding a 3% surcharge on wealthy Mainers. Now, Democrats have taken that vote as a mandate to increase education funding. But Republicans and the governor have vowed to eliminate that surcharge. And here's the thing, Democrats seem willing to do that, but only if the budget raises other revenue, say the lodging tax or broadening the sales tax, to replace what otherwise would have been raised by that surcharge. Now, Senate Republicans have come forward with additional education spending, but so far have been resistant to any tax changes that would ensure that that funding is sustained. And meanwhile, you have House Republicans and the governor who have asked to tack on education changes that are more policy-oriented and less having to do with funding. And, you know, it's the addition of those requests that have irked Democrats. A Democratic House Speaker, Sarah Gideon, was asked what it would take to break the impasse earlier today, and here's what she said.
So, I mean, that's a great question, and that's really the question that Senator Jackson and I posed today when we came forward with yet more changes and more compromise and ideas that were soundly rejected. So I would ask you to go ask our counterparts down the hall that exact same question.
So it sounds like Democrats feel like they are making all the concessions and that Republicans are refusing to budge.
Yeah, I think that's the view of House Democrats, of House Republicans in particular. And I think that they're probably a lot closer with Senate Republicans in terms of education spending, although they're not settled on revenue sources. And then you have Senate Democratic leader Troy Jackson, who's been very critical of the Senate Republican proposal. Jackson said he was very frustrated that Republicans were taking such a hard line on eliminating the education surcharge, despite its approval by voters. Here he is.
And people went out and worked for that and voted for it. And even though they say you can get those signatures in Bangor and you can get them in Portland, I don't care. People all the way up in Fort Kent voted for these referendums. And now we're turning that back. Like, that doesn't matter. Well, the people's vote matters. It matters. You know, if that was the case, we wouldn't have Donald Trump as president.
He sounds pretty frustrated.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty frustrated at this point, and nobody seems terribly optimistic about resolving this before the end of the week. And you think about it, these four people have been meeting for over 2 weeks, and they're basically at the same place they were when they started negotiating. Republican Senate President Michael Thibodeau was asked about the lack of progress.
We got a lot of people working hard trying to find some common ground. I know that there are differences of opinion even at this late stage. People are passionate about their position. I'm hoping that, they won't allow that passion to get in between them and, some compromise that we all need to find.
So it sounds like he is kind of appealing to people to abandon their entrenched positions. But even at this late hour, there are still people who are holding those positions. What's going to happen next?
Well, I think what you're going to see in the next day or so is that House Democrats, Senate Republicans, and Senate Democrats are basically going to put together some kind of budget proposal, and they're going to bring it to the floor of the House and Senate. They'll probably vote on it Thursday, and they'll do so knowing that they may not have the two-thirds support they need to pass it as an emergency. If that happens, there are two possible outcomes. The budget fails, and they start all over again, Or maybe that vote and the pressure of a shutdown will be the thing that forces those in entrenched positions to vote for the budget.
Thanks for bringing us up to date, Steve.
Happy to do it, Nora.